Before prayer, let's read a passage from the book of Colossians for our mutual encouragement. Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1 actually here contains two prayers. The first prayer is from verse 3 to verse 8. Last night, we have talked about it. It's the prayer of thanksgiving. Paul have given thanks to God for the church in Colossae about their faith, their hope, and their love, so that their faith really have life, really have the substance. The second prayer of Paul appears from verse 9 to verse 14. This is a prayer of intercession. This is a prayer set the goal for the Colossian people, the church member, to pursue. So this is different kind of prayer. So in our prayer, every prayer session, or even every time when we kneel down to pray to God, we should have these two things. First, we have to really dig deep and think about what should we thank God for. Secondly, think about what is our next goal, what is our next objective so that we can pursue. So we'll study from verse 9 to verse 14 about the spiritual goal that Paul warned Colossian members to pursue. In order for our faith to grow, we need to have a goal. These two G is related. Growth and goal. If you don't have a goal, you have no growth. So, oftentimes when we see our faith, when we first start in Christ, we grow extremely fast. Why? Because at the time, if you are new in Christ, you think you compare yourself to other members. Wow, I don't even know the Bible. I don't even know how to flip the Bible. I don't even know the basic doctrine. I don't even know how to lead hymns. I know nothing. I'm so inferior. So I have to catch up. I have a goal I want to pursue. I want to be improving. But after a while, like a few years, sometimes we discover our faith becomes stagnant. That means our growth has been slowed down or even completely stopped. Why? Because we have no more new goal. We think that I'm okay. I know how to flip the Bible. I do hymn leading. I do other holy work. I'm the same as everybody. So you have no more goal, and of course, your growth will stop. But we have to keep constantly reminding ourselves we have to set spiritual goal ahead of us. No matter what kind of progress we are in Christ, no matter you're new believers, you are youth, you're middle age, or you've been in Christ for a long time, even you're working for God, we need growth. So, what kind of goal that Paul want them to have is from verse 9. This is Paul's prayer from verse 9. His prayer is, verse 9 here, "For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." So, brother and sister, underline this. This is so precious. This is Paul's prayer for them to set a spiritual goal. And the goal is the first one, ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will. This is our spiritual goal. Our goal is not just to do more work or to be more fervent or doing other things. The goal is, I want to know God's will better. Now, have you ever think of this? This is already the 10th or 11th day of MYTS here. Compared to day one, do you think you know God's will on you better than before you come here? Or compared to last year, do you think you know God's will on you better? If you know God's will clearer, our spiritual life will continue to grow. For everything happening around us, every decision that we are facing, there are always three sources. The first one is our own will, what I want to do, what I like, what I feel like doing, what I prefer. The second is God's will. What God wants you to do, what God likes, what God prefers, what God loves. The third decision making, the third source is
What Satan like you doing?
Right. This is the flesh. Satan like you. Oh, go online, watch whatever you want to watch. Enjoy yourself. Be your friend with whoever you want to be. Be yourself. Don't care about other people. Don't be bounded. This is what devil was. So, in our mind, there's always these three kind of things struggling. Your own will, God's will, and devil's will. You see, who prevails at the end? And who prevails will give an ultimately different outcome. So that's why if we want to have spiritual growth, this is only talking about the outcome, but where the spiritual growth comes from is deeply from understanding what the Lord wants in your life. What the Lord will is all about. So, spiritual wisdom. How can we know God's will? If you look at verse 9, okay, if we come back to verse 9, here tell us, if we fill with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom, underline in all wisdom, you have to have wisdom to understand God's will. You cannot come and ask preacher, hey, preacher, what's God's will in me? What should I do? Of course, I can tell you something in the Bible, but you may not take it. You may not follow it. If we want to know God's will, the only thing is you ask God. You have to have spiritual wisdom, and then you understand God's will. But that is hard to attain. When we talk about wisdom, we always talk about IQ. How much IQ do you have? 150, 180, 200? Well, you're smart. Right. We differentiate people with this. Or what kind of school you go to? Wow, famous university. Wow, you're smart. You're wise. But if you go to unknown university or so-called Yeji, I don't know in English, right? It's unfamous. You categorize people differently. But in God's eyes, God doesn't categorize us with our GPA, your exam grades, or your IQ. But God look at another area. What are those areas? Let's turn to Psalm chapter 90. Psalm chapter 90, verse 12. The wisdom of God is always the prayer of Moses. Verse 10. Verse 12. Here tell us, teach me to count my day aright, so that I can have a heart of wisdom. So Moses, as a man of God, he always prayed for wisdom. Because Moses knows, if I have wisdom, I will know God's will. And if I know God's will, I will do the right thing. I will make the right decision. Then my life will not be short of blessing and abundance with God. So, brother and sister, think about this. Knowing God's will, we should set this as a goal of our spiritual life. Why we come here? Last night we talked about we want to fix our concept. We want to fix our concept from our own concept to God's concept. And this is exactly the process what is going on. The knowing more about God. What kind of thing does He like? There are worldly knowledge versus knowledge of God's will. A person may know many subjects very well, have a lot of degrees, finish school, very high marks, have a very successful life. But he may not know what God wants from him. And he may not do what the things that God wants him to do. So knowing God's will means we have to know what God wants, what God thinks, what God likes, what God delights. This is the things. So we talk about God's will, we need wisdom. What is wisdom? First, wisdom is the power to observe. 观察力. People observe the same thing. But some people look at the surface. Some people say, oh, there's nothing special. But if you have a special eyesight, you observe, wow, this thing is very special. Do you know what differentiates good photographer and amateur and anyone who doesn't know even how to take photograph? It's not the camera. It's not really the camera. Someone asked a very famous photographer, wow, you're so famous. What kind of camera do you use? And the photographer say, this is the most deepest question you can ask. Right? A good photographer can use any camera. But what's the difference? Because his eyes, the things he look at things is different than other people. That's why he can look at a good angle. But if you transform this to spiritually, if you look at the things, look at the events, how do you observe it? You will only observe the service, or you can go deeper. You can find a beauty spiritually. You can find a spiritual significance. So observing power is very important. Not only observe from the outside, but when you have spiritual wisdom, you can, just like X-ray, you can go deep, you can go deeper to see the insight. We all know the service, but when we have spiritual wisdom, we see the insight. You think, what kind of effect? If I do this, what will happen to me in the future? If I am with this person in the future, 5-10 years, what will it affect my faith? If I go to this place to study, what will the spiritual impact to me? If I take this job in this location, what will happen to me in the future? So this is called insight. If you only observe from the beginning, from the outside, you never know. But if you go deeper, you have spiritual knowledge, you have spiritual wisdom, you will know, I think that is not good for me. I don't think God wants me to do this. This is called insight. And then finally, wisdom will bring you judgment. The ability to make good decision. To make the right decision. The decision where God wants you to make is always the right decision. But if we make decision, we don't think about God. We don't think about praying. We don't think about asking God's will. We always make the wrong decision. And one wrong decision will lead to another wrong decision always. So that's why Paul asked the members, you have to seek not more money, more degree, more knowledge in the world, not more success, but you have to seek and ask God to give you wisdom. There was one time we minister, all the preachers gather around for fellowship, and everybody's, the conductor trying to tell everybody, say a prayer request. Usually, many members always ask preacher, pray for me, pastor, pray for me. I don't see a member asking, preacher, what do you need me to pray for you? Very seldom it's happened. But this time we share around asking, what's your prayer request among the pastors? Everybody say their own prayer requests, people, my family, my children, my wife, my work, holy work, this and that. And there's one pastor, he said, pray for me. And every day I have the same prayer. I ask God to give me wisdom. Wow, I said, I never think of this. I have to ask for wisdom. Yeah, I ask this and that, but I never ask for wisdom. But if we have wisdom, we have all the other things. So in this prayer, we have to ask God, God, give me wisdom. Give me to know your will better. Yeah, so that I won't do on the wrong track. Okay. So, how to know God's will? Let's once again turn back to Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 here. Here mentioned two terms, right? First is wisdom, spiritual wisdom. 属灵的智慧, of course, it's spiritual. If you need to have wisdom, the only way to have spiritual wisdom is to fill with the Spirit of God. Well, we don't have to be smart in this world standard. Well, God makes us different people. The level of our intelligence is different. But spiritual wisdom is separate from worldly wisdom. You know, Solomon, he was so smart. He's not only street smart, but also book smart. But he is not spiritually smart. Right? People say, I'm always book smart, I'm not book smart or street smart. But doesn't matter. Solomon, he can govern the whole country. He's a good politician. He's wise in world sense. He's a good scientist. He observes all the animals. He's a poet. He can write literatures, proverbs, Ecclesiastes, everything. So he is wise in the worldly sense. But he's lacking one thing. He forget to pursue spiritual wisdom. So that's why he make wrong decision. You know, the worst decision he made in his life is who he marry. You know, brother and sister, in a few years, all of you are facing this toughest decision in your own life. Right? Who are you going to marry? Some brother is already smiling already. Right? You're thinking, well, all of this I've been praying. Huh? Or the sister, the same thing. You are also facing this ultimate decision. This decision is even more important than your school. Which school you go, what major, what job. Because all the decisions you can always change. You don't like this school, you change to another school. You don't like this major, you change to another major. This is not life-threatening. It's not lifelong affecting you. After 10 years graduated from high school, from college or university, nobody will ask which university you graduate. Just like we look at member, we talk to member, I never ask him, which school will you go to? Doesn't matter to me. I look at you, I know. I talk to you. I'm dealing with you, I know who you are. You don't have to tell me you come from Harvard or go for nowhere. Doesn't matter. It's who you are more important than which school you go to. But our spouse, our marriage choice, is so important. That's why I tell young people, you have to start praying for your marriage. But of course, there's not start praying, oh, God give me a particular sister, put it into the fridge, huh? Reserve her for me. It's not like that. But start praying, oh God, give me a calm heart, give me wisdom, so that now as I keep myself pure, it's not the time yet, I have to wait. And in the future, when time's right, you help me to make the right choice. Don't be like Solomon. Know all the literature, politician, smart brain, IQ, maybe 500 for him, or even 1,000. But spiritually, he make the dumbest decision to marry all the princes from idol-worshipping country and allow them to bring all the idols in and eventually worship idol with them. So, spiritually, wisdom have to pursue. It's not inborn. It's not you're born like that, you're smart. No, spiritual wisdom, you have to pray. We have to pray with the Holy Spirit. And then you have spiritual wisdom. Secondly, here tell us, 悟性上, understanding. This means understanding the truth will give you wisdom. So if you pay attention in the past 2 weeks in NYTS, learning the Word of God, you will 100% be more wise in God's eye than when you come and walk in this door. Provided that if you remember God's Word, and when you go home, practice according to what He teaches. So what is the result of knowing God's will? After we have the wisdom, after we knowing God's will, the result is in verse 10. In verse 10. So I can put a big small mark here and say, it's the result. So this is how to read the Bible. I love to mark my Bible. Don't make your Bible be very clean so they can find nothing. Keep marking it, highlighting it, circling it, coloring it, so they can find everything you want. All the structure. So the Bible tells us that, verse 10, you may walk worthy of the Lord. The key word here is worthy. Fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Now the Bible is here telling us, if we have spiritual wisdom, if we know God's will, we'll be worthy. What does it mean worthy? How much does a thing worth? In the ancient time, they value each merchandise with a scale, with a balance, like this, right? This is a measuring balance. So, if one thing's on the right, another side, you have to put the relevant and equal amount of weight to the scale. So that's mine. That's thing. If the things are balanced, it's worth the things. It's worth the value. So, what does it mean? Spiritually, are we worthy of God's salvation? You know, Lord Jesus Christ loves us so much. He gives one side His only Son. We have talked about it. The supremacy of Christ, His love, His cross, His blood, His salvation. That means His all. All He can offer, He give it to you already. He put it into the one side of the scale. Now, what do you put on the other side of the scale? The Bible tells us, if what we do is worthy of the law, that means our life is worthy of this salvation. Then this balance is okay. It's lifted. It's just like right side. It's worthy. That means Jesus gives us all, and you give Jesus all. You let Jesus take control. You let Jesus control your life, guide you. You live a holy life, worthy of His calling, then of course, this pattern is okay. But if Jesus put it all on the one side, but our life is unworthy. Just like in the book of Daniel, I think you have studied, right? The book of Daniel, the king, Belshazzar, he didn't live a worthy life because he's using the utensil in the temple to drink alcohol, to have wine. And then God showed the vision through the fingers on the wall. The words just telling him, you are not worthy. you are falling short of God's calling on you. So today, we think about this brother and sister. If we know God's will, then we will know what to put on the other side. 5 days from now, you'll be leaving this door, taking a flight back to your own house. When you open your computer, think about, what am I going to do to continue my internet serving? Is my internet real history worthy of the Lord Jesus Christ's blood? If you're thinking of having boyfriend, girlfriend outside, unholy relationship, think about this image of this scale, this balance. If what I put there, is it worthy of Jesus die for me, suffer there? Crying. My God, why have you forsaken me? Everything we do, we think about this balance. You know, when we offer up ourselves to Lord Jesus Christ, our life is worthy of Him, then this balance is okay. And then God will be happy. And then our life will be meaningful. Will be joyful. Why so many young people, their life is not happy, even though they have everything? You know, nowadays in college, in universities, why people keep on drinking, indulge themselves in relationships, sexual immorality? Because their life is empty. Their balance are not balanced. Right? That's why. But today, we want to live a different life. We want to make this balance, and worthy of our Lord Jesus Christ's calling. And of course, at the end, here there was also pleasing Him. Knowing God's will allow us to please God. When you close your eyes in a prayer, try to imagine, try to ask Jesus, "Oh Lord, are you pleasing with me? Are you happy with my past? Are you happy with my present? And what am I going to do when I go back to make you happy for the coming year?" It's time to think about change. It's time to think about our strategy. What concrete, what practical things that we want to make our life change to please Jesus? You know, if when we leave this door a few days later, if we are not prepared to make change, I tell you, 1 week after MITS, we'll go back to our long life. But if we make determination, from now, I don't please people. I don't want to please my friend. I don't want to please other people in the world. I just want to please Jesus. Then you're worthy of His calling. And eventually, if you know God's will, have wisdom, please Jesus. And at the end, of course, is we secure salvation. So Paul's prayer is very deep. He didn't pray for worldly things. He didn't pray for, "Oh, give me this and that, guide me this and that." He prayed for spiritual wisdom. And when you have spiritual wisdom, you understand God's will, you have strength, you'll bear fruit, and you have salvation, everything He has. So let's dedicate this prayer, "Oh Lord, please give me the spiritual wisdom I need to survive in this wicked and evil world." And ask God to fill up with His Spirit, because only with the Spirit we can have spiritual wisdom. Let's all come out and pray together.